We are broadcasting live from the mothership. You are tuned in and listening to Starseed Energy Radio with your host Jonah Bolt. Starseed Energy Radio, where you can always tune in to hear the colors and see the music. Starseed Energy Radio goes live in 3, 2, 1.
What's up, Spaceship Earth? Thanks for tuning in. You're receiving a live transmission from Starseed Energy Radio, where you can always tune in on Saturday nights to hear the colors and see the music. I am your host, Jonah Bolt. Today is Saturday, February 9th, 2013. We have an amazing show lined up for you tonight. Tonight's broadcast is brought to you by Crystal Tone Singing Bowls. Check out crystalsingingbowls.com. And we are live broadcasting from the International Gem Show and Mineral Show here in Tucson, Arizona from February 1st to the 14th. If you are in the area or know anyone in the area, come by, check us out. We're at the River Park Inn, booth number 166. And if you ask for me or Lupito, you'll get a free CD, a sound healing CD, and come join us in playing some crystal bowls. We're in this amazing temple with over 2,000 crystal bowls. And we have a very special guest who's going to be joining us a little later on, who all the way from Tokyo, Japan, June, will be doing a little musical crystal bowl ceremony for us later on in the show. But we also have an amazing lineup. We were supposed to have Dr. Richard Allen Miller, Rick, joining us on the show, but his father did pass away last night. I just talked to Rick a little while ago, so send some light and love to Rick. He's a regular on the show. He's an amazing human being, so a shout out to him and send him some light and love. We also have our first guest. We have Jenny Electric coming on from Dynasty Electric. That was the music you heard. We'll be playing her music throughout the evening tonight. We also have Howard Dean joining us from Florida. He's going to be talking about his eco network and talking about the chemtrails that are going on. Very important to spread awareness on that so we could try to raise the awareness to stop that. We also have Ryan Matthew Dernick coming on, our regular, who's going to update us on some earth changes, some politics, what's going on around the world. Always good to know what's happening so you can spread awareness on that as well. We also have Dr. Mark Miller coming on. Dr. Mark Miller is going to be talking about lithium. We've talked about lithium on the show before, about putting it in the water supply in Australia and Japan, but Mark has had some amazing breakthroughs working with veterans on lithium and post-traumatic stress with that, so we're going to get into that. We also have our very own Dr. Lewis Torrey coming on the show tonight. He's going to talk about some amazing stuff, his predictions. He's the top astro psychic in the world. He's always come on the show, made some amazing predictions, and they've come true, so he'll be joining us. And, of course, like I said, we have June joining us on this show tonight, and June is an amazing crystal ball master from Japan, as well as we have Nora coming on the show tonight, a channel, and Martin from the UK from Serper coming on to join us. So here's some more Dynasty Electric. Get ready for an amazing electric show. Be right back after these messages.
Yes. Brian, could you pull over so I could buy some bottled water?
Sure, Al, but do you still spend money on that stuff?
Well, yeah, why? What do you get?
I stopped buying bottled water a long time ago, man. With this Sagil filtration bottle, I can filter 100 gallons of water from any fresh water source.
Yeah? What do you mean? It just looks like a regular sports bottle to me.
It might look like that, but it's much, much more. You see, this 28-ounce water filtration bottle provides the most advanced ionic absorption filtration technology in the world, and it takes out 99.9% of all contaminants, including radiation.
Really? And you could filter 100 gallons of water from any fresh water source on the planet? Wow, that could save me some big bucks. Hey, I could survive a water crisis or a natural disaster with one of those. Where can I get one?
Well, just go to healthonplanetearth.com. That's www.healthonplanetearth.com to order now or for more information.
Time to be self-sustained. The Domain. The Domain is an exclusive community for people with environmental consciousness and self-sustaining spirit. By utilizing wind and sunlight as an abundant and reliable source of renewable energy, and coupled with the strongest structure ever devised, the geodesic dome, this development showcases doing more with less and energy freedom for like-minded families. The Domain Ecovillage features indoor organic gardens, aquaponics and hydroponic systems, sacred geometry design of sacred architecture, water recycling and wastewater treatment systems. To find out more information and to see how you and your family can live off-grid, check out DomainEcoVillage.com. That's www.DomainEcoVillage.com.
A Neo Meditation Cube is laid out according to sacred geometry and contains layers of ether, platinum, gold, silver, copper, or aluminum metals, which carry vibrational frequencies bringing you in tune with the God consciousness while boosting your glandular and immune system. By meditating 15 minutes a day with our Neo device, you can supercharge the law of attraction while integrating your mind, body, and spirit. So don't waste your valuable time. Join us and learn how to meditate deeply. To order your Neo Meditation Cube, go to starseedenergyradio.com/store.
Soul Nourishing helps you nourish your heart, mind, body, and soul with a variety of holistic health and therapeutic choices that will empower you. Elizabeth Garland is your soul coach, and she will help you resolve inner conflicts, remove toxic patterns, improve communication, and resolve incomplete emotional relationships. Change your life today. Discover joy. Contact Elizabeth Garland at 210-218-2075. That's 210-218-2075. Or for more information, visit her online today at www.soulnourishing.com.
Welcome back to the show. You're listening to Starseed Energy Radio. We have an amazing show lined up for you tonight. The Shakti is flowing. But first, I just want to give a shout out to the Crystal Tone guys. We're sitting here in the temple with over 2,000 crystal bowls. These things are amazing. So check out crystalsingingbowls.com. And if you're in the Tucson area, come check us out for your free sound healing CD. We also have some amazing events lined up. We have the Ciroc event we're doing in Asheville at the Masonic Temple next weekend on Saturday the 16th. If you're in town, check it out. We also have another amazing event, the Cosmic Reunion for Density, going on March 30th and 31st, which I'll also be out there doing a live broadcast in Irvine, California, the Temple of Light. We also have the Starseed Alliance Conference in Sedona on March 8th. I'll also be out in Sedona doing a live broadcast. Very, very important broadcast, because that's going to be happening at the public library, and to just have some amazing speakers there. We have Dr. Elizabeth Colton, the U.S. diplomat, joining us, and that's going to be an amazing show, so check that out. And also check the events page for any other upcoming events that we have. We have the Envision Festival, lots of amazing stuff going on. With that, we're going to jump to our first guest of the night. We have Jenny Electric joining us on the show. She's with Dynasty Electric, a Brooklyn-born mover and shaker of the vocal and electronic community. And with that, Jenny, thanks for coming on the show. How are you this evening?
I'm great, Jonah. Thanks so much for having me on Starseed Energy Radio. It's really awesome, and I appreciate the invite.
Absolutely. I know you guys are without power. I spoke to you earlier today. We had that big storm go through. So I really appreciate you coming on, and I know it's a little tough right there right now. So
it's so absolutely beautiful. It's a winter wonderland out there, and Me and my partner Seth, we took some incredible photos in the storm last night. So, and we spent the whole time with my family. So it's been really great, actually.
There you go. It's actually kind of good when the electric goes out. It sort of stops all the electromagnetic frequencies and the Wi-Fi, and you actually are at peace. I like it sort of when we lose power myself up in Asheville. So it's sometimes
it's
a good
amazing.
Thing.
It's amazing. It's actually one of those few times where we disconnect from our electronic devices.
Excellent. Excellent. Well, you guys have been doing music all over for a while now. You guys have been featured on MTV and have amazing remixes done, over 450 remixes worldwide. Tell us about how you first got started into music.
Well, I first started being interested in music at a very early age. Actually, as far as I can remember back into my childhood, I always loved music and dance, and I started playing keyboards and guitar when I was 12 and 13, and at the time I was really into the music of the Beatles, and there were a few other girls in my junior high school that also enjoyed the music, and so we formed a Beatles cover band in high school, all girls, and ended up going to play in England when I was a teenager at the Cavern Club and at some convention. So that was a really cool experience.
Nice.
And then, yeah, it was amazing. I've always been interested in the message of what the Beatles were saying, so it was nice to have that influence just sort of shaping my interest in music and just learning all of the parts and all of the lyrics, I think, was very influential early on. And then we moved to New York, and I met Seth Masterka, who was, I'll have him explain it in a second because he's here with me, but he was doing experimental jazz music with Anthony Braxton and sort of learning under his whole realm of really improvisational music, which when I first started playing with him and everything was just crazy and improvised. It was really scary at first to have it be so open. But then I feel like ultimately when we came back to more of a song structure sort of realm, it was so helpful to have that experience of just really going out on a limb creatively. Seth, do you have anything to say about that?
Well, you know, when I first met Jenny Electric, she was, we were in New York City. She was tending the bar, and I stopped in, and we just hit it off immediately, and she said that she was playing the bass guitar and invited her to come and play with my band, and we just started playing, and we hit it off immediately, had a great musical chemistry, and then she told me she could sing as well, and we actually re-geared the whole band around her voice. So I've been very blessed to be able to work with Jenny over the years.
Excellent. And now you guys have sort of fused together and you have a very unique style of music. Where would you say or where did you get your inspiration from for your style and type of music? It's definitely unique and you sort of mix together a lot of different blends of EDM and different stuff like that. Where do you sort of get your fusion from?
Well, thank you for saying that and for noticing that is something that we do. I would say the best way I could answer it is that we really try our best to fully explore different styles of music and the people that make that music and the different realms where the music comes from. So in Brooklyn, we were throwing these parties for years called New Sonic, and we would invite experimental jazz musicians and hip-hop artists and electronic dance music artists and Latin music and jazz and just everything. There was a sitar band that used to come and play, and I feel like our love for music is not just for one particular style. It's really just the love for music in general, for that vibration that is so beautiful when it's done with a true intent and done with love and with vision. It doesn't matter what the style is. So we kind of like to put a bunch of different styles together and just create something, you know, a little bit of a new take on a combination of styles.
Absolutely. And you said such an important thing, and that's why I have music artists like yourself on the show, because it's the intent and the feeling and the vibration behind your guys' music, like others I have on the show, that is activating. It's influential. And that's what really, it's not like the hip hop or materialistic. It's based upon this and that. You know, the EDM community and got people like yourself really put the intent out there to raise awareness, to raise consciousness. Talk about, like, some of the acts and some of the gigs you've done around the world. You've toured Japan, Tokyo, Canada, Dominican Republic, all over the world. Talk about some of the transformational events you've done. Any particular gigs, like, pop out in your mind where you've really seen, like, a shift in energy, or any exciting, you know, performances you've done, like in Japan, that really just raised the roof?
Well, you know, I can't answer this question without mentioning Burning Man, of course.
Shout out to the Burners.
Yeah, thank you, everyone. We had such a great time this past year, and we actually brought the band over, which is Seth and I. We create the music, but then we play with a drummer as well as the electronic beat, and a group called Acavallo, who've been going out there for many years, took a few years off, but came back this past year, created a full-size moving ship with a sound stage that was shooting fire and had, like, carousel horses moving up and down, and we performed on the ship during a couple of the burns, and it was just really amazing.
I think I remember seeing that this year. Actually, I was at Fertility 2.0, and I think I did see the carousel art car. That's awesome.
Yeah, it was great. You know, as you know, it's a little bit of a challenge as a band with equipment, with amps and with drums, to perform out on the playa because of the conditions. But
dust storms.
It's also something that really, I feel like it was at that point at Burning Man this year that our current set of materials really started to become solidified. And everything, all of the shows we played after that on the tour just really had this really great vibe. So I sort of feel like if you can go out there and you can make it happen as a band, it's a really extraordinary, transformative experience.
Absolutely. Now, you guys also just recently this year launched your own label, an event company called New Sonic. Seth, tell us about some upcoming projects and stuff. Where do you guys see this going in 2013?
Well, we've just completed are in the process of completing a remix contest for our song Golden Arrows. And we have, again, received submissions from all corners of the globe, from Europe and South America and Australia and, like, Africa. And we're really excited to put together a new compilation of the remixes and have that be one of the inaugural releases for New Sonic. We've also prepared something different and new for us, a 35-minute meditation DVD and audio presentation just based on New Age and meditation music that we've composed.
Nice.
And that's going to also be released on New Sonic as well.
It's really cool, Jonah. It's called Body of Light. And what I did is I went and filmed all of these scenes in nature and then turned them into mandalas in my video program and then added different colors based on the chakras system.
Wow.
And Seth composed 7 different 5-minute pieces. And we've never done anything like this before, so it was it's really exciting, and we spent the entire month of November creating it. So it was sort of like the month of November was a meditation in creating this meditation.
Wow, that's amazing. Well, good luck with all your projects, and we'll definitely have you back on the show soon. You guys are always putting out new releases, and we're going to be playing your music throughout the show tonight. And your website where people could find it and find out more information is dynastyelectric.net. And we thank you both for coming on and spreading the light and love. It's so important during these times. So thank you both for your service and putting together some amazing, amazing music.
Thank you, Jonah. We really appreciate the invite, and thank you for doing what you do. And I'm glad you're out there in Tucson enjoying the Mineral and Gem Show. That's awesome.
Yes. Yes. Well, thank you both. Seth, Jenny, you guys have an amazing night. We'll talk to you soon. Here's some more of your music. We'll be right back. All we want love is on the way.
Wouldn't you agree? Healthy people are happier and more productive. Obesity is the root cause of many health problems. Do you want to lose weight safely, look sexy and attractive without side effects and no chemicals? Lose weight without the side effects safely with Zeno's Organic Dietary Supplements. Made in the USA, 100% USDA certified organic. Visit www.zenos.com. That's www.zenohs.com. Try our products risk-free for a limited time offer. No purchase necessary. You only pay shipping and handling. Get your old, sexy body back now. Visit Zenos.com. Get your free supplements now. Visit Zenos.com right now. www.zenohs.com. That's www.zenohs.com.
Hey there, my name is Frank Bates. What I'm about to tell you in the next 60 seconds could get me in a lot of trouble. I just created a free video presentation at 123crooks.com that exposes the electricity monopolies and government agencies for what they really are. Incompetent, lying crooks that are counting on your ignorance and fear to keep your power bills criminally high. Some have called this a conspiracy. Others have called it a cover-up. And you'll be shocked to find out how deep the conspiracy goes. My video at 123crooks.com exposes the truth and shows you the secret of how I beat them and how you can beat them too. Watch the controversial video that thousands of other smart patriots have already seen in the last 3 months. Go to 123crooks.com and discover one weird trick to slash your power bill and protect your home. Go watch my video now at 123crooks.com before they force me to shut it down. 123crooks.com.
If you would like to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing itself from anything out of bounds concerning cardiovascular or diabetic circulation problems, then this might be the most important ad you'll ever hear. It is possible to acquire a 100% organic nutritional supplement for a healthy heart and circulation, which works. It is extremely effective and starts to work within days. For a long and healthy life, order today by calling 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Order online at heartandbody.com. That's heartandbody.com.
Welcome back to the show. You're listening to Star Synergy Radio. Thank you both Jenny and Seth for coming on. Our next guest is Howard Dean. The station's trying to reach him right now. They got a machine. I know he had three gigs tonight. He's also a musician, a drummer, and was going to come on and talk about the chemtrail, because the chemtrail epidemic that's happening all over the world is very important. You know, people need to be aware of this stuff so they could A, raise awareness themselves and talk to other people about it, and B, send some light and the love to it and turn that chemical stuff, that chemical crap, into stuff that doesn't affect us. Because people over the planet, they spray all over the planet, are getting sick. And this is something I've been talking about for a while and raising awareness about. If you're not aware of this stuff, then you can't really do anything about it. And it's very important. I always say, and from what I understand, a great master is aware of everything, including his surroundings. If you're not aware of your environment around you, well, then you're really not aware. And I've run into this a lot, and I've said this in the show a lot, when a lot of people I've talked to in like the spiritual community or whoever, you know, when you bring up stuff like the chemtrails or stuff like that, you know, their immediate thing is, oh, I don't want to hear about it. It's negative. Don't give it attention. Well, you can't just ignore it. You can't just ignore that they're spraying chemicals, getting the population sick, and they're spraying chemicals to shift the weather, geoengineering as they call it. You know, these aren't conspiracy theories. I always say, look this stuff up for yourself. Look this up, Google it, YouTube it, do what you can to find out what information you could find out about the chemtrail epidemic that's happening and raise awareness and try to stop it. The only way it's going to stop is if the people rise up. So with that, I'm going to jump into some news because there's been some amazing, amazing articles coming out. I posted some up. Follow us on the Twitter feed, Facebook page. I'm always posting up new stuff. iTunes, you know, you got the new iPhone app out. We're all over the net, all over the place. We post to 60 Facebook pages. We cover a lot of ground. We cover a huge network. The show's on 3 different networks. We just picked up 3 new FM stations in the last couple of weeks. So the show is growing. Thank you to all the listeners out there. We're reaching over 110 countries. A cool article that I posted up. This one's Approaching the Existential Cliff, 17 Denial Statements Made by the Sleeping Masses. And this article just talks about how when you raise awareness about chemtrails and stuff like that, what the typical sheeple, as we call them, the people that are asleep, that don't want to pay attention, what they say. I mean, check this out. Let's get the lay of the land. The facts are this. The food supply, largely poison. The water supply, largely poison. Fluoride. The oceans, poison. Modern medicine, more poison. Modern mental health, see modern medicine. Psychiatry, brain fryers. The government, the entity promoting the poison. The environment, poisoned. Modern money, deflated. Modern education turns people into sheeple. Modern corporations prey upon the sheeple. Modern news hypnotizes the sheeple. Put it all together and you have a totally controlled, hypnotized population. That's why it's so important for shows like this and other ones like the Alex Jones and George Norrie and other shows like that to get the truth, to get the information out. You know, it's always an excuse from people. So here's, I'm going to read some of the top excuses, and I've heard a lot of these myself from people when you raise awareness about, say, chemtrails or other stuff like that. You can either get, I'm sure they know what they're doing, or it's out of my control, all I can do is live my life, heard that one before, or we're all screwed anyway, so let's have a beer. You got, I have problems of my own to worry about, heard that one a lot. It wouldn't be possible to fool everyone, not true. People who believe in conspiracies are kooks, heard that one before. It's the news. People don't make up the news, heard that one before. Doctors go to medical school, so they know more about health than I do. Got to remember, medical school and everything else are funded, a lot of medical universities, by the pharmaceutical companies that make up stuff and lie. Alternative medicine, doctor says to avoid that. Our society is too advanced to collapse. The people in charge will always find a way to avoid a real catastrophe. Not true. Who has time to worry about what's going on in the world? Things always work out for the best. And who am I to do anything? There's some top reasons of what people say when you bring up stuff like chemtrails and other things like that. So, as always, I'm always posting up videos, articles, lots of stuff to sort of just bring the light to some of these topics. And I'm talking a lot to the people in the spiritual community or in the community that cares of the patriots out there. You know, this is the stuff, these are the articles you really need to pay attention to get the information out. Another amazing article that just came out, and I posted this one up everywhere, and I've seen there's YouTube videos now going viral. This one is, yet more evidence emerges that our universe is a grand simulation created by an intelligent designer. Now, this is something that I've talked about and many others. This is not new news. It's actually ancient news. But we're talking about how science now has done experiments and come to the conclusion that there really is something going on. Here in layman terms is what it means. It's the super easy way to understand all this. Your computer displays a screen and has a finite number of pixels available. Everyone's seen that. It's called the screen resolution, such as like 1920 by 1440. This means that there's like 1920 pixels across 1440 pixels vertically. Everything you see on your computer screen must be drawn and depicted using these pixels, and nothing can be displayed that's only half a pixel. And what they're saying is that the actual physical universe they have figured out matches up to just like a computer screen. It's all pixelated. It's a matrix. It's a physical matrix that our spiritual souls have incarnated into to experience physical duality. Yes and no. No one's soul was born on planet Earth. We have all come from distant places. Another awesome, awesome article to help spread some light and awareness that, hey, you can control the reality you live in. So here's some more music. When we get back, we're going to be joined by Ryan Matthew Dernick and go over some updated Earth changes and news. and lots of stuff also that he posts on his blog to pay attention to. So as always, check out StarSeedEngineRadio.com for the latest news and updates. Here's some more Jenny Electric with Dynasty Electric. We'll be right back.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network because you can handle the truth.
It's here, Ormus Water, now available online at the new Starseed Energy Radio online store. Ormus is short for David Hudson's Orbitally Rearranged Monatomic Elements. I take Ormus Water daily and feel a big difference in my energy. Ormus is created from pure organic sea salts and is created through an ancient alchemical process. Ormus Water can help your body back to its original state of health. It helps against fluoride, GMOs, chemtrails, and all other poisons and toxins found in our air and food today. For more information or to order Ormus, go to StarseedEnergyRadio.com/store. Winfox Organic Herbal Blends, now available exclusively to Starseed Energy Radio. I personally take Winfox Herbal Blends every day for my health and endurance. Winfox Herbal Blends have a very high and well-substantiated rate of success with the clients they work with. All the herbs used at Winfox Herbal are grown organically and ethically wild harvested from areas free of contamination. Their guarantee is to use only the purest, most potent, and ecologically sound herbs available in all their formulations. For more information or to order Winfox Organic Herbal Blends, visit StarseedEnergyRadio.com/store.
As the new year approaches, are you ready for more? More health, more vitality, and more well-being. Hi, this is Pastor Ginny, and for 25 years, I spent my life's work teaching people how to achieve more. But in 2010, I got a lesson of my own about RNA drops. I learned that there are millions of gene switches latent in every single cell of my body that are waiting for an activator. I learned that by taking one natural substance, I could begin to activate that power in my genes and achieve the more that I desired. I'd like to share what I discovered with you and offer you a free sample of the product that I've been using for almost 2 years that has created extraordinary results in my life. Go to www.rnafreesample.com. That's rnafreesample.com. Or call me toll free at 888-577-3703. That's 888-577-3703. rnafreesample.com. Discover the more that's waiting for you.
My name is Angie, and I wanted to let you know how One World Whey and many of your products have helped me. I've had type 1 diabetes for 35 years and have never had such good control over my blood sugars as I do now using One World Whey. Not only has it helped keep my blood sugars more stabilized, it's also helped me with my energy level. And a couple of months after being on One World Whey, I noticed that the neuropathy pain in my feet was gone. And I had feeling in both feet again. Now I can run around on the grass and play with my kids again. Another thing that I absolutely love about the whey, it makes me feel and look a lot younger. It does more for me than any medicine I've taken. Thanks for helping my family and me. And yes, my twins love this stuff. To them, your whey is better than candy. I should know. Today, they fought over how much the other was getting.
One World Whey is a superfood to support your optimum blood sugar. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworldwhey.com.
All right, welcome back to the show. You're listening to Starseed Energy Radio. Now we're going to jump to our one and only Ryan Matthew Dernick, author of bellweatherpost.com. He's always put up amazing articles and giving us amazing information. With that, Ryan, how you doing this evening? Welcome to the show.
Thank you, John. How you doing?
Doing good out here in Tucson, Arizona, in the Crystal Tones Temple with over 2,000 crystal bowls, and it's just amazing. And I know you're in Asheville and Black Mountain, actually, at my house right now watching everything. So I thank you for that, and give Ziggy, my dog, a big hug and kiss because I miss that guy. But let's start off with what's happening in the world. There's lots of earth changes and stuff going on, so what can you tell us?
Certainly, in regards to solar activity, the solar wind speed right now was 413 kilometers a second, and density was 0.8 proton. In regards to any Earth-directed eruptions on Saturday, February 9th, around 6:40 Universal Time, a magnetic filament in the sun's northern...
Oh, I think we lost Ryan. Oh, looks like we lost Ryan, but I could also cover some more news as well. The station's going to call him back real quick. So on to other news as well. There's an amazing site which people should always check out is naturalnews.com. They're always putting out great articles on health and wellness, different ways to kill cancer, stuff that the government doesn't want us to know. You can even use stuff like crystal bowls, sound healing, to cure all sorts of diseases. I've been hearing amazing, amazing stories from all these different interviews I've been doing here in Tucson, Arizona, live at the Gem Show, from people all over the world that just have had amazing, amazing transformations and breakthroughs using crystal tones and crystal bowls to just liquefy that crystalline structure of us. It's all sound vibration. So there's all different alternative medicines. So check that out, because a lot of the articles that I have is from Natural News. And Ryan is back with us. All right, Ryan, we lost you for a second, but you talked about the solar wind activity.
Yes, yes. And in regards to, there was a Earth-directed eruption, but it's going to be a glancing blow. So most likely it was a C-class flare, and NASA Solar Dynamics Observatory captured the UV flash from the C2 class flare, and it should be a glancing blow. So there should be an increase in the northern lights near the higher latitudes. And in regards to other activity, the comet Ison is sprouting a tail as it plunges toward the sun for a bright and fiery encounter. And in late 2013, as I discussed last weekend, it should become more impressive later in the year. But this is basically by February 3rd, amateur astronomer Rolando Linguistri photographed the development using a robotic telescope in New Mexico. The signs that there is going to be a pretty spectacular tail starting to form, and this could be more reminiscent of the Hale-Bopp comet. A lot of astronomers should correlate this comet with that comet, and so it should be a pretty impressive display. In regards to other news going on, there's been a tremendous uptick in earthquakes over the last week and a half, 2 weeks now, in the Solomon Islands region. They had an 8.0, and unfortunately there was a tsunami earlier this week. There was a tsunami of only 3 feet from the 8.0 magnitude earthquake in near the Solomon Islands in Santa Cruz Island region. And that was an 8.0 magnitude quake with a localized tsunami of 3 feet on the eastern facing side of the island in Santa Cruz of Lata. And it actually overtook and overwashed the airport there. So they actually had some diplomats that were headed there earlier today, actually, or yesterday, I should say, and they couldn't even land because there's been so many aftershocks. There's been constant aftershocks there, anywhere from 20 to 40 a day, ranging from about 4.6 to 5.8. And
those are big aftershocks.
Huge aftershocks. And then on top of that, we also had an earthquake in and around Colombia today, and that was a strong 6.9 magnitude earthquake. It rocked southwestern Colombia on Saturday, February 9th, and the quake was centered about 6 miles southwest of Pasto, Colombia, and the depth was about approximately 153 kilometers or 95 miles underground. It was felt in Quito, Ecuador, and that's approximately 123 miles away from the epicenter, where buildings shook for at least 2 minutes, and the quake caused damage to more than 100 homes and injured 6 people. But there was no tsunami because the earthquake was actually, the epicenter was inland, and so it was away from the coast. So there wasn't a possibility of a tsunami, but just tremendous movement over throughout most of the area and in the Pacific Ring of Fire. There's a lot of movement going on. There was an earthquake, a minor earthquake offshore of California as well. So there's been a tremendous uptick, and they don't know how long it's going to last, but this is definitely becoming a big humanitarian issue over in Santa Cruz Island regions, as a lot of people are living in the highlands right now, foraging for food, and it's become pretty dire for that area. So any aid that they can be given, that would be appreciated right now. In regards to other earthquakes and other volcanic activity is right now, Mammoth Mountain had Mammoth Mountain volcano in California had an earthquake of approximately 1.1, and that was related to magmatic movement. And overall, there was no other problems with that.
What about this amazing storm that just hit the Northeast? What can you tell us about that?
Oh yeah, they called it Nemo. Yeah, it dumped 2 to 3 foot feet of snow all along the Northeast. No snow over in North Carolina, but north of the Piedmont, they got dumped on. They got approximately 18 inches of snow plus. Especially up and around Buffalo, they got anywhere from 14 to 19 inches, and even isolated plus amounts. So So yeah, that Winter Storm Nemo did a dumping, and they also had pretty gusty winds. There should be a respite in regards to winter weather. But then there's another storm that's supposed to possibly bomb out over next week and possibly do a repeat pass toward the northeast and explode over New Hampshire like this one did. So they're going to have a little reprieve, and then they should get another onslaught from another storm that they'll probably name. I don't think you need to name winter cyclones.
And just so people know, why we cover earth changes, and I say this over and over again, but for the new listeners, because when things happen like a solar flare and say the grid goes off or you're feeling unstable, you're really upset one day, these electromagnetic things from solar flares and earthquakes all have an effect on us, on our own each unique electromagnetic system. And these are things to be aware of, because some people wake up one day and they're all upset and they're mad and they're angry and they don't know why. It's because of solar – it could be because a solar flare hit or things like that.
Exactly.
That's what we have to cover.
Yeah. They do. They affect your hormone balances. They affect the serotonin production. So some people will be unhappy during large solar flares because it's affecting their serotonin production more. Some people actually have breaks in sleep cycles because it affects your melatonin production. So yes, that is very true, Jonah. But in regards to other news and in regards to seismic activity, exhalations mainly of water, vapor, and gas that continue at Popocatépetl in Mexico, an average of once per hour, and the seismograms actually in Popo, they showed both the 6.8 and 7.0 earlier today in the Solomon Islands. Yesterday, but if you look at it, it was today. If you look at it, the time line and everything, the difference in time zones, they had a 6.8 and a 7.0, and that actually was sensed at the seismograms all the way in Mexico from the surface wave. So that's pretty impressive to see that effect go that far away.
Wow.
And the other fact is that's going on is the seismicity is so intense over and in around that region of the Pacific Ring of Fire over by the Santa Cruz Islands region that Tinicula volcano has got stressed by all these earthquakes. And people in the Dende Island and Santa Cruz Islands are reporting that they have heard loud rumblings from the volcano's direction. They have, however, other concerns that are looking at the eruption from a beautiful perspective. But volcanologists are saying that there can only be a relation between the earthquakes and nearby volcanoes when the volcano is almost ready to erupt. So again, Tinicula volcano is possibly going to erupt, according to geologists' region. So there's a lot of seismicity and a lot of volcanology going on in and around the Santa Cruz Islands region. As I said before, they have a tremendous amount of earthquakes. Over seven large earthquakes in the last week and a half have been in that area.
Wow.
So an immense amount of earthquakes, and the activity continues. They still have aftershocks going on in and around the area. And in regards to other volcanic news, there's nothing really going on except for a swarm of volcanic tectonic earthquakes associated with magma intrusion occurred late yesterday at Nevada del Ruiz in Colombia, and that again preceded the earthquake today in southwest Colombia. So there was a correlation with the magmatic activity and the subsequent earthquake that occurred today. And again, that earthquake was very intense in Colombia. It was felt very far away from the epicenter. And according to the geologic survey, 100 homes were injured and injuring six people as well. But luckily, again, no one was hurt in that earthquake. So for the time being, the assessment only shows 124 homes, a health clinic, and three schools have been damaged, and a church was destroyed. But no one, amazingly, was killed. So that's pretty spectacular news, even though, unfortunately, there was a large earthquake, and it did damage over 100 buildings and destroyed a church. But in regards to other news, I'm sure, and I know you concur with this, is they've been coming out this in Science Daily, and basically a British philosopher, he said that we possibly live in a computer simulation. He said this about 10 years ago.
I just talked about earlier in the break the articles on naturalnews.com, but tell us more about that.
Yeah, definitely. The concept, basically, that the current humanity could possibly be living in a computer simulation came from a 2003 paper that was published in the Philosophical Quarterly by Nick Bostrom. And he's a philosophy professor at the University of Oxford. And in the paper, he argued that at least one of three possibilities is true. The first, that the human species is likely to go extinct before reaching a post-human stage. Any post-human civilization is unlikely to run a significant number of simulations of its evolutionary history. Or the fact that we are most certainly living in a computer simulation. And and there's a really good diagram, which I'm sure you've seen. And what it does is it has a red cone, and the cone basically shows the relationship between the energy and the momentum in special relativity and the fundamental theories concerning space and time, which was developed by Albert Einstein. And this expected result if the universe is not a simulation. But however, what you do is you have the cone, and it's upside down, and the point of the cone is resting on a lattice, basically, a squared grid. And that flat, loose surface would illustrate the relationship between energy and momentum that would be expected if the universe could only be a simulation with underlying cubic lattice structure. So that fact is basically that he held the belief that there's a significant chance that we will one day become post-humans who run ancestor simulations that are false, unless we're currently living in a simulation right now. And he goes on to say that there could be, if we are able to communicate outside of our possibly simulated universe, that we could communicate possibly to parallel universes, which opens the door to multiverses, which is pretty impressive, I think, and pretty amazing news.
It's a great article, because this goes back to something we've been talking about a long time. There's multi-dimensions. NASA has even proved that from Einstein's theory.
Yes.
There's a time and space vortex around the planet. We're multi-dimensional beings, our souls. We're talking about consciousness. But it's good to see that mainstream, scientists and media are finally waking up to this. Now, you know, of course, you can have your religious people and stuff that aren't going to agree with this and whatever. But, as always. But it's good to see that at least the mainstream
community. What you're having is a lot of atheists, especially in the scientific communities, are finding God because of this too, in the same sense. So it has a double-edged sword. Some people are realizing, like, wow, this is designed by some great consciousness. There must be something higher than us, a power above us.
Absolutely. I mean, it's obvious, and I've always, even when I was a teenager, I learned about DNA, and it was coding. Right away, instinctively, I was like, well, then obviously someone designed this. We didn't grow from bacteria and to monkeys and then into humans and homo. I mean, come on, it's ridiculous when you have complex DNA coding.
I agree. There is such a gap between the simian and the advanced human that we are today, the homo sapien. So I do agree on that. And the other fact is, if you look at the DNA structure, it does exhibit some kind of a transmitter, an antenna, and the brain itself, the way it reacts, and how it's in this, it's in like this gelatinous, like little cavity inside your head. It basically behaves similarly to how information is processed in a database, but it's more of a hyperconsciousness transmitter instead of the transmitter that we have. So we're more of an advanced, I'd say, quantum computer that processes information. That's what a human
and
being
this,
is.
This also goes into quantum physics, quantum mechanics, which has proven that the observer theory, our brain has these functions in it which have sensors. Our brain is censoring a lot more than that, what's out there. It's snapping into the grid, the matrix, if you will, our senses. It actually has a control sensor box in our brain. So, I mean, between the science, between quantum physics, I mean, it's proven this is a lot more. It's a matrix. It's a physical matrix that our souls incarnated into to experience duality in the physical world. That's what it is. And it's good to see that it's hitting mainstream.
Yeah, and it's eerie if you think about it. Certain nuances of the movie The Matrix have some predictive programming, and the fact that now scientific communities are realizing we are possibly inside the constraints of a universe which is a simulation, essentially.
Absolutely. Now let's jump into some other news. We're going to take a quick commercial break soon, but there's a lots of stuff going on in the Middle East, and this is definitely something we've been paying attention to and talking about. What's been going on over there? There's been new riots and protests going on all over the place. So give us an updated breakdown on what's happening.
Definitely. The Middle East is in continual turmoil. Syria has destabilized further. And again, as I said before, since March of 2011, you've had an upwards of about 60,000 plus people that have been killed. And the other alarming fact to this all is that a new release of information has come out. And we know about these, Jonah. The New York Times published a report Tuesday night, February 5th.
Oh, the New York Times. It's got to be true.
It's got to be true. But, hey, they leaked. They had an informal arrangement with, as many news organizations did, not to disclose the location of a secret U.S. base that the CIA operated for operation of drones in Saudi Arabia for the past 2 years. Of course. But, hey, Jonah, drones drones are more trustworthy than people, right? But actually...
Absolutely.
Absolutely. But critics argue the drone strike amount to execution without trial and cause many civilian casualties. Really? What do you think, Jonah?
And this goes back to President Obama, who's allowing even American citizens to be attacked and killed with drones.
Right?
And this has already happened. American citizens have been killed by drones in the Middle East, and now they're allowing predator drones with laser-guided missiles and stuff to start patrolling the skies here in the U.S. If that's not crazy, I don't know what is.
The same exact drone that they have, they're going to fit it over here, change it up a little bit. It's the same drone, though, that goes and bombs indiscriminately kills, unfortunately, a lot of innocents in Yemen and other countries, Afghanistan, Pakistan, Syria as well. Yeah, they go and, they have unbiased drone attacks. And it's interesting.
And not only that, but also they do the double tapping of the drones now where they bomb a building and then paramedics and everyone goes in to help. And 5-10 minutes later, they bomb it again and kill all the help. And this has been proven the last year. They're doing double taps of their drone strikes almost every time. It's ridiculous. But we're going to take a quick commercial break, Ryan. So hold on. There's lots more news to cover. We're going to hear some more Dynasty Electric. We'll be right back after these messages.
Steps of light all around. Touch me when you feel this sound. Let this current energize me. Let this current energize you.
Now more than ever, killing many viruses and bacteria in our homes and at work is important. With the flu epidemic running rampant, you need to protect yourself and your family the best you can with purified air. Our air purifiers not only kill many viruses and bacteria in the air, but on surfaces too. Our air purifiers will also kill molds, fungi, mildew, oxidizes chemical fumes and toxic gases, removes dust, pollen, pet odors, and smoke. We have portable units, HVAC and industrial size units. In our homes today, protect your family the best you can by calling 1-877-605-9200 or go to our online store at republicbroadcasting.org. Call today to receive your 10% off and free shipping on any home unit. 1-877-605-9200.
American gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy 3 Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com includes detailed planting and seed saving instructions and ships same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now, 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.
Now more than ever, killing many viruses and bacteria in our homes and at work is important. With the flu epidemic running rampant, you need to protect yourself and your family the best you can with purified air. Our air purifiers not only kill many viruses and bacteria in the air, but on surfaces too. Our air purifiers will also kill molds, fungi, mildew, oxidizes chemical fumes and toxic gases, removes dust, pollen, pet odors, and smoke. We have portable units, HVAC and industrial size units. In our homes today, protect your family the best you can by calling 1-877-605-9200 or go to our online store at republicbroadcasting.org. Call today to receive your 10% off and free shipping on any home unit. 1-877-605-9200.
show my Ryan Matthew Dern talking about some earth changes and news. Ryan, I want to jump into some news because Dr. Lewis Torrey's coming on, and he's made some amazing predictions. We're talking about the shootings, all these shootings that have been going on all over the world, and not all over the world, but all over the world, but really here, we're talking about the psyops, the Batman shooter and all this stuff. And
well, it's beyond
tell us about what's going on.
What's really going on is a lot of these individuals, Lanza and the individual that did the Batman shooting out in Aurora, they all were under the influence of antidepressant medications. And
yes, talk about that.
That's what they're realizing. They're realizing because Obama was in a meeting with sheriffs and such earlier this week, and what they came to the conclusion is that, oh, actually, you're oversighting something, Mr. Obama. We're noticing a correlation between all these individuals and mental illness. And one sheriff noted it when he walks the halls of the prison in his town, and he looks and sees individuals in there. He realizes a lot of these people are unfortunately victims of mental illness that have not been properly diagnosed with mental illness. So unfortunately, that's the real problem here is the mental illness issue. It's not you shouldn't take away people that appreciate the Second Amendment that are law-abiding citizens and that are entitled to all the things that are available in this country, like life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. And the Second Amendment is one of those primary tenets. You can't take it away from everyone because you have a group of people that were oversighted because of their mental illness issues. So if anything, there should be more stringent mental background checks on individuals, and that's it. You shouldn't impose more gun-grabbing a violation of the Second Amendment. And that's unfortunately what's going on in California right now with Feinstein. She's going for broke. She's going all the way to the bank, so to speak, taking the guns. She's gonna try to buy back the guns at a higher price, so it's going to incentivize people to give up their guns. I'm sure you're going to start seeing people want to leave the state of California if that's just specific to the state of California. And the other things that are going on besides that, what this could lead to, you got to think about it. Why would the Department of Homeland Security last year, remember? They bought 1.4 million rounds of ammo. Remember
that's
that?
Right. Mm-hmm.
Okay, why would they buy all those bullets? 22 hollow points. Why? Why would you buy all those? Because you're anticipating some kind of a civil unrest, either from a global financial collapse, which is what James Rickard, who's an advisor to the Pentagon and CIA, he's the author of Currency Wars, and he's also the manager at the Tangent Capital investment firm in New York. And he basically paints a picture saying that the future of monetary thing, of monetary printing of money and the currency war threat is ultimately inevitable. And that's what's going on right now globally. People globally are printing out more and more money. So you have everyone's printing out more and more money. And you're basically, if you think about it, in 2008, you had a 50% loss in the wealth in the United States, which is unreal. Trillions of dollars just vanished. And so now what you're having is since then, you have all the major central banks, Jonah, they're easing. They're easing constantly, quantitative easing, austerity measures, whatever you want to call it. On one side of the pond, they call it austerity measures, and you're in the ECB, your central banks. And over here, the Fed chairman, Ben Bernanke, he calls it QE1, QE2, QE3. And then let's do the twist.
Ryan, we're unfortunately out of time. There's so much news to cover, stuff to talk about, but I want people to check out your blog, bellwetherpost.com. And I saw a funny quote. It was a picture of Willy Wonka, and it said, "Oh, really? You're in trillion-dollar debt to whom, I may ask?" Figurative numbers and made up numbers. No one's in debt. The world ain't in debt. They're making it up. So anyways, enough with that.
The books are cooked.
Exactly. Love having you on the show, Starbro. We'll have you back on soon and check out bellwetherpost.com. And with that, here's some more Dynasty Electric. We'll be right back.
Set the dance floor on fire. You are electric. With financial